When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
It's Friday.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Seaport District in New York City. Beautiful morning here in June. Friday indeed. You got plans, guys, for the weekend?
Ooh, oh, yeah, for
going
sure.
Going out tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Going out.
I got a
dinner and table.
Yeah,
and bottles.
It's Father's Day.
What's that?
It's Father's Day on Sunday.
Yep. That's right, it is Father's Day on Sunday.
Yeah, what is your epitome of a Father's Day, Key? Like, the best Father's Day, like, all, because for me, all I want is allow me to sleep in and let me have breakfast in bed. So, like, breakfast in bed, allow me to sleep.
I'm a happy dude. You want breakfast in bed and the crumbs in the bed, and who needs it?
Yeah, because I never eat breakfast in bed because I'm crazy like that. But I would like to wake up and just have it in front of me one time.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, Jay, you already know what I'm going to say. I really don't care.
You have to want something.
I don't care.
Do you want a card from your kids?
It's fine. Like, hi, I love you, Dad.
It's just fine. Stop being a potato. Give me some color.
Well, I got plenty of color. That's not a problem.
That's not what I
mean. What's a perfect Father's Day? What's a perfect Father's Day for you? You breakfast in bed. Key doesn't care. I would say that if I get to sleep in, and when I get up,
starts there.
My girls are not. No one's on any devices. They just kind of want to hang out for a little while. That'd be nice.
You're saying stuff that's not realistic.
So on Father's Day to get off your device.
You're not going to sleep in because the damn noise everywhere.
The pots and pans.
And the 8-year-old's going to come in anyway to wake me up.
Anyway, yep. And nobody's getting off their devices.
Until I throw them off the device. Yeah.
So forget it. It's not.
Yeah. Well, you at least have a dream.
Girls, come on. Let's go outside. It's a nice day. Come on. Get outside. Esther, put this. Sammy, put the,
No, it's too much of a battle. But I really honestly, though, Jay, these sort of things always come up. What do you want for Christmas? Nothing. I don't need anything. What do you want for your birthday? Nothing.
Yeah, if you wanted it, you'd have gotten it already.
I'm very specific.
Need anything. I don't need nothing.
That's specific.
I'm specific as far as not needing anything.
Please don't get me that expensive sweatshirt that I don't really want that I would have gotten myself if I would have wanted it.
And when you buy it, it's always smaller than what you think. And the sleeves go up to your elbows.
But you guys are asking for the wrong stuff, though.
Who's asking for anything?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to ask. Like, I would like for you to not talk to me for a day.
Oh, well, then you might want to just move then if that's the case.
Well, you said there's a request. Like, I need a day of relief. Just give me a day. You see me smile. I love you. That's it.
That doesn't sound too bad.
Well, now you got to ask for unrealistic stuff. You know what I mean?
So I got to start off the weekend, so I got to go to my daughter's deal.
I want a day where you cater to me.
Your daughter's what?
Her father, school Father's Day.
School Father's Day thing. Yeah. So that's a place where basically you are trapped for a number of hours talking about sports.
No, it's not going to be hours. No, we're not doing that.
But you are there as a show pony for all the other fathers to come and talk sports with for a while, right?
Without giving away everything, I will not be the only show pony.
There's going to be
a couple show ponies that,
That
supersedes this show podium.
Yeah, I got it. I forget what neck of the woods you're talking about. Can we
have people call into the show and truly
eight,
tell
eight,
us?
888-SAY-ESPN?
Yeah, tell us
what would your perfect Father's Day be? That's a great question.
Exactly, because I need to take notes from other people so I can know what to specifically ask for.
And then I take my son to dinner tonight for his birthday, and then Sunday I'll probably go to dinner myself. That's
dinner by yourself. Like that's imagine. Here's my Father's Day treat, guys. Let me go to dinner by myself. Let me go hang out with my friends for a night. See, you got to be specific. Come on, Max.
Yeah, no, I like spending time with the kid. I really do like spending. You know what it is, Jay? When by the time they get to be like, I have a teenager already, a couple more like we're going to be soon. It goes so fast. You become very aware of like, I'm going to blink and that one's going to be in college. Yeah. So on a day like that, I want to be with the kids and you know all that
That's
stuff.
That's fine. I'm at the stage in my relationship with my kids where I want to be away from them.
I'm with them all the time.
I love you so much that I need
literally
to go.
With them all the time.
Can you guys do it? I love you so much, I need to go. So I can come back and be a better version of myself
for you.
I'm doing it for you, my four-year-old. You know, I'm at that juncture.
I feel like half the time I'm in a damn restaurant cooking four different meals a day.
And That's what I'm saying.
So I just go with the flow.
Yeah, I'm not a bad
guy. I had a producer once at a different network tell me, because when I had my first and she was really young, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to get back to see her when we're on the road. You know, if I was doing a fight, I'd take the first, you know, bleary-eyed on an hour sleep getting back to see her. And I had a producer tell me that, you know, just wait. He told me that because he also had daughters and said that at a certain point he had as much in common with his oldest daughter as he does with that chair over there, right? Like he doesn't know what to say, what to do. But I don't find that's the case with me. I do find that like I'm very attached to the idea that you know, they're not always going to be this age. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm not there.
Kendrick Perkins, meantime. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776.
Jay Will.
What's the perfect Father's Day situation? Kendrick Perkins believes the perfect Ja Morant situation would be in Miami. Here is Kendrick Perkins on why that would be a great fit.
When it comes down to the Godfather and Pat Riley, it's nothing that goes on in that city of Miami without him knowing anything about. And I know this, when it comes down to Udonis Haslam, Mr. Dade County himself, and I know he's no longer going to be on the roster, but he's still going to be part of that organization. It's nothing that goes on in that city in Miami without him knowing about. So when I look at the culture and I look at what he could go and do for that organization and what the organization could do for him, I look at John and the change of scenery. I think Miami is the best fit for him. It's an established culture. He'll be well protected and he could learn. I think it's time for him to get out of Memphis.
So Udonis Haslam going to be damn near 50 in the clubs with Ja Morant? That's what we're asking for UD to do?
Ooh, you're asking a lot?
I mean, I'll give you, kid.
But the dude retiring. He's not playing anymore.
So here's what KP said to me yesterday on First Take that I think was even more interesting, and he said it right after that, where he was saying he thinks that Ja is in trouble in Memphis, that he feels the need to always be strapped up like that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, in trouble?
Like, in certain scenes that shouldn't be with certain people because there's stuff going on between certain teams of people.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me, Key? You picking up what I'm putting down? But, like, my thing is, regardless of wherever you at, you choose to engage with those type of people.
Yeah, you can take yourself out of that
situation. So you have to make different choices in your life and choose another life over that life. Because what you're presenting you want to be and who you are associating with can put you into those type of situations. You got to remove yourself from that, man.
Yeah, Ja's got teammates who aren't in that situation, so
yeah,
why
but
is
even
that?
But even if he is mingling around individuals that maybe people shouldn't be around, doesn't mean that he has to carry and do those things. You have the ability and the wherewithal to be able to protect yourself by hiring professional people that do this for a living. You don't have to, like, so trying to escape or leaving Memphis because of that, you have people that you can hire that protects you from all of those things if that's the case.
Oh, I'm with
Why do you got to try to take that on your own and do it? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, and also, like, it seems like it's out of the team's control to a degree, right? I mean,
How could that be?
What do you mean?
How could it be out of the team's control?
Well, I mean, it has been out of the team's control because Ja has been listening to what the team's been saying.
Has the team really been saying anything?
They better have been saying something.
But I'm saying
there's no way, Key, you can have a player worth $200+ million that is going to be the face of your franchise and anything not be said. Like, I've known Taylor Jenkins for a while. I'm sure he had said stuff. I'm sure Robert Parra, the owner, they have had meetings, their GM. Like, I don't know how you don't have conversations.
Saying and doing are two different things, as you know, right, Jay? I could say something to you all day long, but you say $200 million, I say $1 billion. Ja is essentially, his evaluation is $1 billion.
It was, at least.
Well, yeah, okay. So let's say it was. I'll still say it is. Mm-hmm. $1 billion, not $200 million. He's a potential billion dollar asset.
Yep.
And to have a conversation with him is not good enough for me. You have to do. What I mean by that, Jay, is I'm on the ground. I see you not doing everything right. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And I'm going to get with your agent, and I'm going to tell your agent, you got to do this, and you got to do that. Because if not, that billion-dollar asset that we're working with is getting ready to be worth a nickel. That's the way that I would look at it.
I'm just saying that, yeah, I'm with you. Ja just has to make that decision for himself that, like, I can't keep putting myself in these type of precarious situations.
Yeah. Miami wouldn't be a good fit for him, though, I don't think, because a lot of people think Pat Riley and that organization is so strong that they can handle someone like Ja and his.
They're there to rehabilitate your problem somehow. That's not what they're doing there.
That's not what they're doing. They're getting veteran free agents or veteran trades for players. That's what they do. Otherwise, the young players, they develop on their own.
Yeah, Miami's not for everybody. You got to have a certain kind of personality
Miami's
to thrive with Pat
Miami's
Riley.
Miami's a three-day – Miami is Vegas without the casinos. It's a three-day city is really what it is. You go in, you hang out, you have some fun, you keep it moving.
But
there's
also
a reason
– go ahead, Keith, finish.
I was going to say there's a reason that when we played the Dolphins, we stayed as far away from the city. Man, Parcells and Dungy them used to put us so far out. We're like, come on, man, seriously? We want to go to Prime 112 for dinner tonight. Now you're going to eat downstairs in the hotel. You know, it's like, come on, man, seriously?
But also people act like just because you have a change of scenery, you know, culture-wise, doesn't mean that you're a traveling team. Like, he got his own squad with him. He got his own people with him that go with him wherever he go.
Wherever you go, there you are.
So it's the off-the-court stuff that you're worried about. So I'm not trying to put you in – more opportunities where it can enable those bad habits.
Where's the perfect spot for Ja? Is it
Milwaukee?
There he is now. Where's
it's
the
right
perfect spot? Where's his perfect spot for Zion? And what's the perfect Father's Day? 888-SAY-ESPN.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we're presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio. You can check us out on ESPNU till 10 a.m. If you missed any of the first two-plus hours, you can download the podcast. But we're going to get into Zion.
J. Will, I watched this. Boy, I watched him with the Commodores back in 1965.
Ooh, boy, I was doing it back then, too. Had all the footwork, had all the hand motions while you're on the stage.
You remember the video? You remember the video to this song?
Yeah,
probably before your time, I'm guessing. But you remember that kid at the end was popping at the end of the video?
Have you ever seen him perform live, Jay?
No.
I saw him perform live in overseas one time.
Where were you?
I was just overseas.
Overseas?
I was just overseas.
Undisclosed location overseas.
Because if I know if I'd have told you where, it'll turn into a 3-minute deal, and I don't want to. I'll do that during the
French
break.
Riviera.
Something like that. But we're going.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, I got you.
Don't ask me why. I mean, like, come on.
I can only imagine.
David Hasselhoff. I mean, like, come on. Seriously. Sometimes you just got to do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen, it is Father's Day on Sunday. What's the perfect Father's Day? Jay wants breakfast in bed. Key is like, whatever. I'd like to wake up. Yeah, also, I'd like to sleep in and then have my girls all there. You know, my daughters, no one's on a device or anything. I don't have to tell anyone, hey, get off the device. Brian in Connecticut, what's your perfect Father's Day?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing, Brian?
All right. Well, my perfect Father's Day is, right, waking up in the morning, saying hi to the kids, saying hi to the wife. Then I would want to roll me up a nice fatty with a bottle of Henny. That's my perfect Father's Day right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going
to. I just want to clarify.
He wants
but
to relax
I don't
on Father's
clarify.
Day. I
yes,
got
okay.
it.
Okay. He wants to be elevated on Father's Day. Nothing wrong
did
with
he
okay.
Say a, did he say
no,
a
no, yep.
Wants to relax on Father's Day.
He wants to relax on Father's Day.
He's not talking
Day.
About doing anything
no,
illegal,
I said
by the way.
A bottle of Hennessy. I didn't say nothing else. I said a bottle of Hennessy.
Yeah, a bottle of Henny.
Eric in North Carolina. Perfect Father's Day.
Yeah. My ideal. How you doing?
What's going on?
The ideal Father's Day, I don't think it's perfect, but ideal is nobody is to irritate me. I could do whatever I want to as far as going out to eat. If I want to take somebody else out to eat as far as my kids or a wife or whatnot, just have an ideal Father's Day. I think that's it.
I think that's a good point he just brought up, guys, which is you just don't want to be hassled for doing what you want to do. I think I could fold that into my idea of an ideal Father's Day, too. You sleep in, the kids are all around, and whatever you want to do, there's no hassle. Oh, I don't want to do this, or oh, why are you doing that? I get that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a part of me, I just want to lay in bed and watch Succession. I want to catch up on the season. Mm. Like, that is, you know, just have a day.
I'm watching Last Kingdom right
Last
now.
Last Kingdom.
Ooh, they get busy in that show.
Uhtred of Bebbanburg.
Yeah, man, they're getting busy.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's just another day.
You never care. Blah, potato.
It's just another day.
Todd in Connecticut, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
I'm a damn father every day.
How we doing?
Good, Todd. What's up?
So my birthday, obviously, I'm kind of with Key. It's a Hallmark holiday. So we're just going to get up. I just want my kids not to fight. And then I want my perfect menu. I want my surf and turf. And I want a nice dinner and a peaceful day with no one asking questions.
All right.
Yeah, so you're not like Keith.
Man, answers a lot of questions.
Good luck with that then, Todd.
I'm trying. I'm single dad, so I don't have to worry about the other half. I just want my kids to be peaceful.
Yeah. Okay, I respect that.
Yeah, but see, he says no questions. That's not going to happen. Max says no devices. That's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Some things aren't going to happen.
Yeah. You're saying let's talk about an ideal Father's Day on planet Earth, right?
Yes,
in the real world.
In the real world.
Not in a fantasy
world. I don't
world.
Want anybody to bother me. Okay, all right, sure.
Yeah. What about not getting hassled for wanting to do? Could I ask for, like, if I want to do something, like if I say, hey, kids, let's all go outside or even go to brunch together or something, that no one's like, is that too much to ask for, that people not hassle me on that day?
It's not going to be too much to ask for, but you're not going to get the immediate satisfaction without any pushback. You're going to always get the, especially when you got three. One's going to say, we went there last year.
100%.
You know, it's just like, I had spaghetti last night. It's going to, so you know, it ain't going to be no everybody fall in line, Jay. See, you're not there yet, Jay. You're not there yet. You're going to get there in about 3 years.
Yeah.
You're going to be like.
This is exactly my point. So that's why I have to ask for stuff now so I can actually get it. Yeah. Since I'm not there, I got to take advantage of this opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yeah, pretty soon the kids are going to have brains and stuff. Like,
stay like mush right now.
Yeah,
you're at the mush stage.
Exactly. You're at
stay
the,
here.
Man, you don't even understand. I got a 13-year-old. I mean, Max knows. But
yeah, I got 14 and a half.
I'm
yeah.
scared.
This is the woo.
I'm scared. Yeah.
Like, the eyes and the frowning and the what?
I said, you will not be wearing that leaving my house.
Yeah, my kids are well, but I don't have problems like that, though. They're good kids.
I don't have a problem like that either. Really? I mean, I really don't. If you notice, I say I really don't. But, you know.
They be pushing their boundaries.
Yeah, they're going to do that, but it's the eye roll and the hissy fits when they don't get what they – she asked for something. She asked for the cart the other day, and I'm like, no, I'm not, you know, no, because they're going to the mall. But it became a whole thing, and I'm like, no, have you seen your closet? There's no need to do that again. You just went to the mall. You know, it's like, but you're going to always – have the little pushy pussy stuff.
See, I'm one of four boys growing up, so boys are bad, man. Just, like, it's different. So having three girls now, it's like, oh, these kids actually do what they're supposed to be doing and everything. But the big difference is, if you're a father in a house of all girls, you get clowned all the time. Anything you do is hilarious to them somehow, right? Like, I don't know. Does that happen to you with your daughters, Key?
Do what? Do they
are
do
you
what?
Like out of touch? Do your daughters think of you as
no,
like
my kids will claim that I'm out of touch because I play the out of touch role because I need to play like I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm.
So they say more stuff in front of you.
Yeah. Plus, I just want to. It's traps being set. I want to be the guy that is oblivious to anything that goes on. I want you to
get
you
out of some stuff too.
Yeah, I want you to think. I really want you to think that I don't know what's going on.
Nick in Ohio, what's your perfect Father's Day?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Good morning.
Can you guys hear me?
We got you.
Hello?
All right.
Nick, are you there?
I'm going to be my first father. Yeah, I'm here. This is going to be my first Father's
Nick?
Day.
Four- you guys here,
14
Nick?
Weeks ago, we had a boy.
Nick,
congrats,
are you
man.
There?
You
Nick?
Guys- congratulations.
I'm here.
Congratulations.
You
okay. Yeah, we got you now.
Thank yeah, I got you. You. Congratulations, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So the best Father's Day, man, is going to be spent on the golf course. We got the bourbon flask already, the cooler's packed, you know, the sun's going to be out, it's going to be perfect. And then once we're done, my wife and son are going to meet over at my dad's house, my father-in-law, we're going to have a big grill out together, so
sounds
it's going
great.
To be a perfect weekend.
That sounds great. That sounds legit great. Yeah.
Sounds like a great weekend.
Hey, I just thought of my perfect Father's Day, though.
What's that?
In all honesty, if I could have the perfect Father's Day by the kids saying, they will never, ever, 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 ever take food in the rooms again. Plates in the room.
Which room?
Their own bedrooms.
Yeah, no. You let them take plates into the room
the
in the first room.
I don't let them do anything. No. They fake me out.
Yeah,
they're
right.
In the kitchen.
Yeah.
And they fake me out. They're at the bar in the kitchen. The moment that I go left, they go right.
Yeah.
I go to the restroom. I come back, they're in their room. Or I leave the house, they're in their room. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't that I let them. I'm like, no. But somehow they figure out how to slip past me. It's like leaving the lights on. Turn off the lights. But somehow the lights are on. Man, you don't even understand.
We had a show. We were doing a pre-production meeting like a year ago. And we overheard Key lecturing the kids about the lights. We still have that. You know what? We should dig up that sound and play it. Just in honor of Father's Day. Play,
man, I came real quick. I know we got to get the break. I came downstairs yesterday to go to work. Every damn light downstairs was on in the entire house.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
Oh, my God. I'm like, what the? You know, it was like a whole deal.
All right. With all these receivers in the news, we decided to find someone who understands what wide receivers think to help us. If only we had someone like that on our show. Unfortunately, we had to go outside the show to find it. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America.
Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, it's time to get in the zone with Harry Douglas. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone, AutoZone. Harry Douglas, of course, co-host of the fantastic show, Fitz and Harry. Of course, we need him on because we need a receiver's point of view on this show. Just need someone who understands the whole kind of frame of mind of a receiver, how it fits into the team, the whole thing. So we bring in Harry Douglas. What's going on, Harry?
CJ, how y'all doing over there, man?
What's so, happening, man? What's wrong with your audio?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
What's wrong with my audio? I think my audio's fine.
Yeah, it sounds bad on our end.
You in the shower or something? What's going on?
Oh, is it good now?
Okay, much better.
There you go. It's much better. So, see, you was trying to be a smart ass, and I was trying to tell you something was wrong. You see how that works?
What do you mean? I'm at the car dealership. I'm getting my car maintenance, you know, took the car from my wife. Being a great husband that I am, you know, Father's Day coming up, I got to butter things up a little bit extra, you know?
Turn the vacuum off then.
Hey, Harry, we're talking a lot of this show about, like, the perfect Father's Day. What's the perfect Father's Day for you? Family man Harry Douglas.
Yeah, for me, honestly, though, I'm not a big gift person. Mm-hmm. I'm more about family, actually being with the family. So I actually reached out to my mom yesterday and my wife's mom, and I just wanted to, you know, everyone to be at my house for Father's Day. And I know I'm a father, but I want to show my father because I know how much he sacrificed and how much he's done for me, my brother, and my sister and our household and my mom. But also I watched my wife's father and what he mean to his household, man, and how he's always there for his daughters. So I just want to honor them the right way and just show them how much both of them are loved. Because, you know, mothers are fantastic, and there's nothing greater than a mother. But also, man, when you're able to have a great father, which I have and which my wife has, I think we need to start celebrating fathers the way they should be celebrated in our world.
Key, you just can't win with this guy. He's like, you know, Mr. Perfect Family Man. You hear that?
Well, that's good, though. I mean, you know, we all can be like Mr. Douglas. I love Harry. Harry's one of my good, dear, near friends here at ESPN. So
yeah, that's my big bro.
We needed to bring him in because we, as you said, Max, we need a professional wide receiver to talk wide receiver language.
Exactly.
And so I figured Harry Douglas would be perfect for that. As you're looking at DeAndre Hopkins do what we call a mini world tour around the NFL, Tennessee Titans, New England Patriots now, if he signs with New England, what could he do for New England?
I would say, I mean, just add a number one guy on the outside that Mac Jones has the ability to just throw the football up to. And, Key, I'll say this. I'm not going to sit up here and say DeAndre Hopkins is the best route runner that you have in the National Football League. But what I do know about D-Hop is that he has excellent hands. He has great body control. He can win the 50-50 balls. As a receiver, we call it 100-100 balls because we don't believe nobody else going to get it but us. But he just adds that catch radius, that guy in your back pocket you can always count on to make a play, even when he's double cover or when you don't make the best pass as a quarterback from that position.
So, in terms of Mac Jones's development, Harry, what do you think it would do for him having Hopkins?
Well, it would help him out tremendously because he's never had that guy that if a receiver is covered, he can just throw it up to him no matter what. He's going to make that play, right? He's going to score that touchdown. And then he's a red zone target as well. So
you add another guy in that capacity of the football game in a DeAndre Hopkins, and I think it would be very feasible, especially with Bill O'Brien being there. And I'm still trying to figure out how, you know, that entire thing is going to work. I know a lot of people say that, you know, you could just cancel things out and it would be okay, but I'm pretty sure they would have to sit down and have a nice conversation about whatever transpired beforehand and then move on to now.
Yeah, that's true. You can, I mean, you know, time will heal some stuff, but we still need to have a conversation. Harry Douglas, host of Fitzy and Harry on ESPN, joins us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry, some dust up, a little bit of a dust up went on in Buffalo this week, earlier in the week, obviously. Another wide receiver kind of hit the news wire in Stephon Diggs about not being particularly happy about, you know, the way things have been going on with him in Buffalo over the last season. What did you make of the news coming out of Buffalo that he was, you know, needed to take a little break away from the team?
The part for me, Key, that was weird is that it took this amount of time for the Buffalo Bills, the lead dogs in that organization, and then the quarterback and Stephon Diggs to have these conversations. It was evident after the Cincinnati game that he was feeling some type of way. So that should have been addressed within that first week, or I should say that first month of leaving last season. Now, I truly understand where Stephon Diggs come from because, you know, I watch film like no other. And there are times where, and I'll use the Miami game in the playoffs. They had a third down early in that game, and Stephon Diggs is on the right-hand side. And he's wide open, and Josh Allen doesn't even look to his side. And then you had the first third down versus the Cincinnati Bengals, in which it was a third and four situation right after Cincinnati scored a touchdown. And Stephon Diggs is wide open, and Josh Allen misses him. Little things like that I know bother Stephon Diggs. On top of, I think there are certain moments in football games where Stephon Diggs may just say he's going against another premier wide receiver, and that team is featuring them, that guy, and getting that guy the ball in critical moments, but he's not getting it on his side. And I honestly feel like if he's your number one guy, in which I think he is the best player on the Buffalo Bills offense outside of Josh Allen because he is the quarterback, then he needs to be featured that way. Now, a lot of people may look at the numbers and be like, okay, well, he's getting targets, he's getting catches, but it's the critical moments. Is he getting the catches and the targets in the critical moments? And if you're going to lose a game, I'm going down that hill with my best offensive player, Stephon Diggs, trying to take me to the promised land.
No, that's real talk. That like I said the other day when this first all broke, Max, there's one thing that receivers could do. They could speak receiver. Nobody could, you know, people out there, they think they know what they're talking about because they may have been in the NFL, they've covered the NFL. But when you're talking about this specific position, you better grab a receiver because otherwise, because we think different.
Yeah, you two, Harry, just exactly echoed what you said the other day. You guys sound just alike on this topic.
Let me add this really quick to it, guys, because I've heard when Josh Allen came out and said, okay, maybe we need to get him more involved, and then I heard other people say that, you know, Ken Dorsey is a first-year offensive coordinator. Well, I don't agree with that. Ken Dorsey's been with the Buffalo Bills since 2019, so he's been there since Stephon Diggs has got there, so he should understand the mindset of Stephon Diggs. And number one, I blame Sean McDermott and Ken Dorsey because that shouldn't even be allowed. If my best player is my best player, you should get your best player to football no matter what.
You know, it must be.
Max, it's true that Ken Dorsey's been there and he should know. Uh-huh. But also, you got to remember, and you know this too, Harry, Ken Dorsey is auditioning for 31 other teams. To be a head coach, right? I mean, and I say 31 other teams because there's no telling what goes on. So he wants to be the smartest guy in the room. He doesn't and I've been around offensive coordinators that have told me, well, they were fired the next year, but have told me that they don't design specific plays for individuals. This is what I was told. And he was fired at the end of the year. So it's like you gotta know the pecking order, and you have to know certain things. And in terms of Sean McDermott, Max, he's a head coach. Mm-hmm. it is very difficult to manage the head coach paying attention to the defense, paying attention to the offense, not understanding that your top player isn't getting the football in critical situations. It's very he has to follow that, and next time around, understand that. And I'm sure that conversation took place when they had that meeting.
Yeah, I mean, also, let's not forget they lose their offensive coordinator, very successful as an OC, who then became a very successful head coach right away. Now you're dealing – so as a head coach, that's one of the things in the minutia of stuff maybe that you got to keep your eye on, maybe better than McDermott did. That is Harry Douglas, ladies and gentlemen, of Fitz and Harry fame. Harry, always great talking to you.
Harry, no chitlins on Father's Day.
Get out of here, Key.
Harry came on and just made everyone look bad with what a family guy he is, you know. I thought I looked pretty good saying I want all the kids off the devices and spend time together. Harry's inviting extended family over, recognizing everybody else's father, doing the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm all not right. looking for extended family.
Better man than I am. Harry Douglas, ladies and gentlemen. Is James Harden difficult to coach? KJM.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm really disagree
make
with Stephen
no
A on that.
Stick where you are.
On what?
And it wasn't the right decision to let go of Doc Rivers. Do you know what his records were, like, as it relates to not getting out of the second round and what he was in the elimination games? I mean, it's not good. I don't think he had the true – I mean, he did a good job. I'm just not sure he's the guy to get them over that hump.
The irony is, of course, that he did – like, he had other seasons where I was like, damn, Doc, you played an all-bench unit in the playoffs. That cost you even more than Simmons. But then just coming off this year, I'm like, damn, that's a damn good coaching job Doc Rivers did. That's what he gets
fired up, Jay.
What are you fired up about?
Man, I'm listening to the Kenny, man. Kenny Loggins, this is it. It fires me up. I'm ready to go. This is it.
Yeah.
You know, you come on, get ready to go to that locker room. You got that mentality. You thinking. You like, this is it, man. It's the Super Bowl. This is it. We got to go take care of business. We got one shot. And then you mix that M&M and that one shot up in there. Oh, man, it just bring you know what I'm saying? I'm starting to get the chills again.
Okay.
I'm starting to get the chills. This was that you playing this right before the game, like in that locker room right before the Super Bowl.
This is from that era, from your era.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I was
this,
like,
is
this
it.
Definitely wasn't playing in a locker room before games.
No.
This song
when
is
you,
fresh.
When you're in that, when you won that Super Bowl, because this is it. This is it. Yeah, no excuses. None at all. Then you got that M&M. Oh, man. One shot. Oh. His palms are sweaty.
knees, weak arms, and heavy as vomit on his sweat.
Can you mix that in there, Jay? Oh, let's go! Jay!
You ready to come out the bombs?
Yeah, this gets you right. No, this gets you right. This gets you right. We should put up like our KJM, like hype music. Like, you know what I mean? We should, like, our top five hype songs.
Jay, this
get
on you.
Get you ready for a game.
This all on you.
Hey, I got, no, I got another one for you,
Jay,
Key.
If we don't do it, it's on you.
I got another one for you, Key. Tupac, Hail Mary. I don't know about you, but that always got me there. Hail Mary, come with me. Max, you? Okay.
Let me tell you something. Before I came out the tunnel.
Play that! Huh?
What?
Feel me? Huh? Come on, Max. You ain't all this?
It doesn't get me hype. If you're saying what's the type of stuff that put the battery in my back, this is not it.
Hail Mary, run quick, see.
I feel like stretching right now.
I need
it's a stretch for the game. RPMs. You looking at your opponent like, I'm going to rip your head off, dog.
What? Man. What?
Is James Harden difficult to coach? Here is Doc Rivers, the aforementioned Doc Rivers with
see,
Bill
Max,
Simmons.
You even sound right just talking over this beat, though. Mm. Do you hear that?
It's good background.
Go ahead. Now
it's good background music.
Now throw it to the sound. Do it on
Bill Simmons' podcast.
And lower your voice.
Ringer.
Lower your voice.
Here's Doc Rivers.
There it is.
You like that?
Yeah.
Here's Doc Rivers on James Harden.
Did you like coaching him? Was it okay? Like, how would you rate the experience?
It was challenging. More because we were fighting two things. And not like visually fighting. Is that James is so good at playing one way. The way that I believe you have to play to win in some ways is different because it's a lot of giving up the ball, moving the ball, coming back to the ball. I would have loved to have him younger when that was easier for him because giving up the ball and getting back the ball is hard. Like it's physical, yeah. It's exhausting. So it'd been interesting if I had him younger where he could have done that more, you know, coming off of dribble handoffs, going down the hill. You know, he didn't finish as well as he finished because he's older.
He's older, and let's face it, you can look at some guys and go, you can get in better shape than that.
I agree with what Key said earlier in the show. That's not only a reality check for where James Harden is at this stage of his career, which questions his ability to be coached in a championship-like manner that's not built around him, which no offense now moving forward will be built around him, which is why I think the chances of him going back to Houston are higher than what people are talking about because he can do it his way and finish the trip that way for his career. And it's also a little bit of a dig at Daryl Morey because at the end of the day, this is Daryl Morey's guy. And you're looking at other guys out there, and if you're thinking about Doc, I don't think Doc is like, yeah, I think James Harden will buy into the way I want to build out this style that's going to help us win a championship.
Yeah,
I think there are true challenges around that.
And I'm sure when Doc learned that they were going to acquire him, he said to himself, okay, I could try to work this magic. If I can, maybe it'll work out. But much like he said, the ball is sticking to him because that's what he grew up with, it sticking to him. It's hard to pry something away from somebody who's, for however long it's been. Go ahead,
but
Jay.
See, it ain't that hard.
Yes,
like,
it is.
No, hear me on something.
That's why he keeps mentioning he's older.
I feel you, but it feels like we're making excuses for James. There have been so many times I've watched James Harden just stand there in an offense. I'm like, yo, stop.
But I
hear what it was. But what it was yesterday is not what it is today. That's for everybody in life.
But like
it was a certain way for me 2 years ago. It don't make it the way it is for me today. So, like, you got to either change and acclimate. And if you can't change and acclimate, that's not on the GM. That's on you, man.
But what Doc is saying, though, is the GM brought his guy to him.
We're
saying two different things.
Hold on, yeah, Jay. I understand what you're saying. And the interesting thing there for me is when did it change? When he played himself out of Houston? Because he did that on purpose, right? Then he got to Brooklyn and played this mean point guard. But the game was a little different, not as heavy scoring. And then I guess a couple of years passed.
But the ball
and now
was still always in his hands. Remember
still
in Brooklyn?
Yeah, no doubt. But what Key is saying.
In Brooklyn, everybody was hurt. So he got his opportunity to be James Harden in Brooklyn.
Right. But what you're saying, Key, I think is very interesting, too. You're right. It's a different point, which is it's like when a new coach comes in, a GM takes over a team and the coach is already there, right?
Yes.
That's not his guy.
Yes.
Well, Doc Rivers walks into a situation where he knows Daryl Morey's the GM now. right? Daryl Morey takes the job after Doc. He knows what's about to happen. Daryl Morey's going to go get his guy. It's not Doc's guy. It's the GM's guy, right? It's not the dude he would choose. It's the dude the GM would choose.
Exactly.
So don't judge me off of a dude that was chosen for me.
That's what Doc is saying.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that.
You just cleaned it up and made it nice and simple, but you do have the right to remain silent because it can be used against you, Max.
Uh-oh.
So
what happened?
It's time to move on to break.
Oh, I see. How does Embiid get to Jokic's level? We still haven't gotten to that Doc sound. Meantime, the Warriors have a new general manager. Are they more likely to repeat?
Or get Jay Will to join?
Sorry. Are they likely to get back? And are the Chiefs or Nuggets more likely to repeat? I still want to play this Doc sound on Jokic. We keep getting hung up on the Harden sound. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.